Sally, I'll have my usual.
Nanny Prescott, what is your usual?
Sally, fried chicken, love. What else? Go and get it, love. Goodness me, I love you, Sally, but sometimes you'll wonder why I go to La Vista restaurant, love. You gotta know what I like. You gotta know my specialty.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, have you read the Daily Notes?
Oh, you read the Bible, love?
There's a reason I've had my chair engraved at church.
Well, I'm a bit shocked, because you only turn up at church when Basie Westenders isn't on.
I am a very God-fearing woman.
Honey, the Lord sees everything, so don't lie.
Now, I was reading while I was having my coffee, which you still haven't paid for. Sally, details, details, details. And I was just taken aback.
Well, the Bible does have that effect on you.
No, the Daily Notes.
Oh, what was it?
The power of a hula hoop.
Oh, honey, I went there last week.
And you were changed like I...
And I thought it'd been dumb, to be honest with you.
Oh, dearie me. Sue will really not be impressed.
So what does Sue have to do about it?
Well, she wrote the Daily Notes.
You mean Sue from St. Bartholomew's wrote the power of a hula hoop? Now explains everything, child. Why, it's all trash.
You're totally saying that the Bible's trash.
No, I'm not saying the Bible's trash, but hoop. Why didn't I know figures?
Snakes loose, snakes loose, snakes loose, everybody. Snakes loose, snakes loose.
Oh, that's Mr. Mumbler.
Isn't he an interesting addition to the town?
I totally agree with you, Sally Morgan, but is he just telling Commander sort to shake loose like Nicky Winans used to say? Shake, I think it was that someone told me to shake loose. Shake loose, you know, you shake all your body.
Oh, just like the power of a hula, we gotta keep shaking to get the hula hoop keep going.
Oh, what's the wonder hula hoop?
Snakes loose, snakes loose, snakes loose.
Oh, hey, Sally. Oh, hi, James. You hear what Mr. Mumbler is saying? Yeah, that we all shaking loose. I should do some. My arms do hurt a bit. I don't think he's saying shake. Oh, maybe he wants a shake from the store. I could do that. No, I think he's saying snake.
Come, snake?
Yeah, snake loose.
Well, snakes are immoral, love. I mean, they were the reason why we had sin in the first place, love. I mean, if it wasn't for that pestis, then we would have been...
I don't think that's what's the matter.
Oh, we ain't going back to the garden. I think we need to talk to Sam. I mean, it's just craziness what's going on.
Ah, you've heard the craziness too. Oh, drama, drama, drama.
Oh, hi, Marion Witches.
Hi, Marion. What's the drama? Tell us all. Is Joe leaving Annie? No.
Why would you even say such a thing about your uncle Annie Kirk?
Oh, I just wanted some excitement in my life, that's all. And Paddy Pam at the moment is not really giving it to me on WestEnders.
Well, why'd her a letter?
Well, the drama is that the snakes are loose.
We've already heard that we need a shake loose.
No snake.
Snakes, as in S-N-A-K-E, loose, and not as in we're going back to the garden and reading, but loose as in...
They're out in the wild.
Well, we all know snakes are out of the wild.
No, but in Grasby Valley.
How in the world did that happen?
Well, you know, Yojo.
Oh, no. I thought he just had one. You said plurals?
Well, he got a whole collection. He was inspired to get loads and loads and loads. Rumour has it was part of the deal that Britney Spears could be freed. She would give him loads and loads of snakes because he helped the campaign to get her freed from that thing that you can watch to Macaulay.
You really believe that happened?
Well, anyway, he got loads and loads of snakes. And he went out one day partying too hard at Club Flamingo.
That's all that people do at Club Flamingo.
And then when he came back, all the snakes had just vanished.
They vanished, like the rapture.
Well, yes, I know a thing too about the rapture.
Yeah, like the time when you dig that everyone dead body in the grave and never thought the rapture to happen because you want a drama in your life.
Oh, you remember, Nanny Prescott, wasn't that so thrilling? Drama, drama, drama. Oh, that also ties in another Britney Spears moment, you know, till the world ends. But anyway, the snakes are out loose and... Oh, the pandemonium, drama, drama, drama. At least most people don't even know what Mr. Mumbler is saying, but I do. because I'm in the know. Ta-ta, see you soon, ladies. Oh, and James. Bye, James. Wait, there's snakes loose. And I wasn't the first to know this gossip.
We'll figure that out later, honey. So where are they? I'm not going to another search. Last week I was at a search party for kids that would have been missing. I ain't going to bother tramping around to find poisonous snakes. Are they poisonous?
It's your joke.
Yeah, they're going to be poisonous, aren't they?
Do you think they could be in the kitchen?
Well, shall we do a search like these snakes can get out to anything? What's going on outside?
Well, it looks like the pandemonium the one with Timber was saying is indeed happening.
Oh, goodness me. There's George Buckle. He's got his belt off and he's swinging it around like... Well, that's the problem with Yojo. You should have the snakes in the first place. How's that going to help stopping snakes?
Well, I think he's trying to strike...
Well, you can't strike someone that's in there, child. And no matter, he keeps dropping his trousers as he's doing that, love.
Something tells me I think he's trying to do it deliberately.
Well, what makes you say that?
Well, rumor has it he's into Emilia Fox, and I think he's trying to entice her. You know, what he can have underneath if he married him or something.
Goodness, is he that nasty and obvious? I don't want to think about it. But he might not want to think about that too, honey. Chuck, if the snake runs around and bites him in the particulars, and ooh, game over. Game, set, match, he's dead.
Well, there's Ruth and John Ogden.
Are they still not divorced?
No, they're still arguing, and it looks like they're trying to see if they can find a snake so they can use it on the other one to kill them.
Well, that's lovely, love. I mean, this divorce wasn't the end of even been settled since volume 35, and they keep out of goodness me.
Oh, and Miss Pebble Playhouse is out with her flag.
Always waving the flag.
Oh, she's now talking about she wants to find the snake so she can wrap it around the pole, and so that anyone who's bitten with a disease can look at it and live.
Honey, there was a prescription for something to happen in the Bible in Exodus time, not in 2023. I don't want air wrapping a snake around anything.
Oh, but look, Steve Crean's going to be looking out for the snakes, and he's got his even that costume trying to chase them away.
Well, that's interesting seeing him being that active. I thought we never really liked that man.
Well, he should have. It brought him into the consciousness of the public.
Honey, I think he'll rather than we, you know, we're not unconscious of that sort of thing.
He's going to be complaining he has been a Hollywood sensation because of us lot feeding into that little superhero drama thing. There's nothing like soaps, really. I mean, it's nowhere near dramatic and good.
Well, it's interesting we'll be having, you know, freaked out at all.
Well, no, I wouldn't do some freaking out. Besides, my husband, the lawyer, has already set out an idea of arresting all the snakes and putting them on trial.
How is he going to do that and how do you know about that?
Oh, that's something he's been thinking for time and time. If anything like this happened to snakes, right, he said, I will take them to court, believe you me, and I'll make them scared and they will never come back to the town. And he's going to be doing that right now, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah. Great confidence, apparently.
Oh, there's a dress on.
A dress, honey? I'm already wearing a dress.
No, on the TV.
Okay, Sally, put it on. Who's addressing us? Candy Swallow! Honey, we fired you. Well, you fired yourself, love, let's be real. You ain't Prime Minister. Now, why is he on the podium? Why is he talking to? I don't want to hear from
him. Then he puts on his phone.
Well, she ain't the Prime Minister anymore.
Well, someone didn't give her the memo.
Well, honey, the whole world gave her the memo.
Hello, Candy Swallow here, former Prime Minister of your beloved country.
Talk about, well, maybe she got the memo, sort of.
Now, I'm here to address you people, because we've heard of a snake outbreak in Grasby Valley. Tons and tons and tons and tons of snakes, all out loose. Snakes loose. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's no need to fear.
Is he going to start singing that song? No need to fear when trouble comes. Da, da, da.
And then he pressed, I don't think so.
Oh, that's a great song. I love that on the Millennium album. Such a good album. Wish it was on Spotify.
Because we have a good authority that the snakes are no longer here. Yojo doesn't look that happy. Anyway, but we have a good authority that they will no longer be in this town. So there, in fact, are someone else's problem.
Hey, that's not a good idea. Not letting snakes just roam around loose like it's Pokemon Catch and Go. What kind of foolishness is this? And besides, who's the authority?
Well, you may ask, who's the authority?
I just did, love. Will you tell us why by the TV screen?
Dr. Tamelia, what's going on, knows what's going on.
What?
You can trust her, because she's a doctor.
Honey, she ain't a doctor of snakes. She got a doctorate from one of those you type it in on a computer, they print you out a doctorate sort of thing, honey child. In the diploma mail, whatever, with all the cows, matter yahoos, though, honey child. No offense if you're no hyper-cows, matter love, we love you, but it's all the other NAR hyper-cows, matter love. I'm like, woo, child, no. Word of faith, no. Prosperity gospel, no.
Thank you, Candy Swallow. I know the snakes. I've been shaken loose and been taken out. Cause I tell them to go. Cause I said snake leave and they leave. Because they're scared of me. They're scared of me.
Honey, that's all that dye blonde hair of yours, honey. They will be plenty scared.
Nanny Pussy, you're always going about Dr. Camino, what's going on with blonde hair, you know, dyed. But Daisy, your best friend, has blonde hair.
Honey, that's done tastefully, love, okay? And she looks like a tasteful, gracious lady. She looks like a cheap prosperity teacher. Oh, wait, she is.
I decreed and declared that they would leave. And they have left. Oh, they have left. Some of them. Sign of a second. As you can see, she is now saying very technical medical term.
Honey, she's speaking in her ideal tongue, which is other words gibberish. To think this lady used to run the country.
So they are gone. No need to fear people. Oh, Sam,
you've heard it from the source. The snakes are no longer here. No longer our problem. So, there's no need to worry. Thank you, everyone. That'll be all. Why am I not exactly, what's the word, comforted by such thoughts?
Because a duo like Candy Swallow and Donna Tamina, what's going on, Sally, will give you anything but comfort.
Oh, Nanny Prescott, you mentioned the song No Need to Fear.
Well, honey, I'm fearing all the time now.
It's a lovely song.
Oh, James, you know it. Were you even born in 2000?
Listen, I've listened so much. It's amazing, you know, on Spotify. It's fantastic.
Honey, it's on Spotify? The Millennium I mean on Spotify.
No, but No Need to Fear is. Oh, it's so fantastic, Nanny Prescott. You should really have a listen to it.
Well, honey, I'll get the bomb, my grandson, and we'll have a loop-de-loop-de-loop. Anything to give us, to take away the worries of the fact that snakes running around town, and apparently we're supposed to believe they don't exist here anymore.
You minister, what's going on in Grassville? I'm the Crow Show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much, everyone, for coming aboard and listening to the show. It's always great to have you. Do you know there's books you can buy? See below at the description. We do have volume 50 out now for you to buy, so do see that. And also there's other episodes you can tune into. And don't forget to tell us about the show. That's how we get people to come and listen to it. So, until next time, bye-bye for now.